All right, good evening. We're back again. And I'm just as nervous tonight as I was this morning. Not really sure where I was going with this, but hopefully I can make some sense out of it. I didn't plan on it tying into what we talked about this morning, but it kind of does tie in. So if you would, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to start in verse number 1 through 5. Our text verse is going to be verse number 2. I charge thee therefore, God and the Lord Jesus. Go ahead and stand as we start off reading. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead in his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Brother Mark, you want to open us in prayer? So a little recap from this morning over in Romans chapter number 1. We're not going to read all the verses. We started in verse number 15, and we talked about being ashamed of the gospel of Christ and how we get timid and shy, and we lose all of our holy boldness whenever we're out in the world trying to talk to people. Verse number 15, I'm going to reread that one. It says, "So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Verse number 2 starts off with, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. And that's something that really jumps out at me, because we never know what's going to happen. We may be called at a moment's notice, be like, hey, I've got an emergency. Can you take care of the church service tonight? That has happened. Back when Mom was going through some of her stuff, Dad called me on a Wednesday morning. I was nowhere near the house. He said, can you take care of the services tonight? I got to go. I was like, I got it. I didn't have a clue what I was going to do, but I knew that I better have something ready. And that could happen to each and every one of us sitting out there. It ain't just because I'm the preacher's kid, but we got to be ready at all times. Not just to be able to mount a pulpit, take over a church service, but just to be able to witness out into the world like we talked about this morning. We read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 this morning. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, the only way we're going to be ready is if we study the Word of God. We have to study to be ready. The preacher, Dad don't get up here every service and just open the Bible, start reading, have something to preach. He has to spend the time. He has to study. Each and every one of us are going to have to study so we have the knowledge of God for whenever the moment comes where we need it, whether it's a phone call, hey, can you take care of this? Or if it's a situation where you come through that's outside of these church doors. Verse 15 of 2 Timothy 2 does, the next part says, approved workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, what's rightly dividing the word of truth? A lot of people read the Bible, but they'll take and twist it all up where it applies to them. They don't want to know what the Bible has to say. They don't want to know what the true scripture has to say. They want to read it to ease their conscience. They don't want to get down and read it to what it's intended for, which is our guide to live by. So back over in chapter number 4, we're going to get back into our text. It says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So I already talked about we have to be ready at all times. I don't know if I told them, but I thought about telling Jared and Joe, y'all better have something ready just in case I can't make it. Hopefully they did. I forgot to send that text out, but it did cross my mind. But I knew unless something major happened, I was going to be here. It was going to have to be something major. But we're going to look in verse number 2. We're talking about preaching the word, be instant, in season, and out of season. You have to be ready not only whenever you know you're going to be needed, but you also have to be ready whenever you don't know you're going to be needed. So this first one here is going to be reprove. What does reprove mean, right? Reprove is a reprimand. The Word of God, whenever you're reading it, You may be preparing to reprimand someone else of some action that they're doing, or the Word of God may be reprimanding you in your heart on something that you've been dealing with. It can work both ways. You don't study it just to have to teach others and preach others. You study it to apply it to your everyday lives. So whenever you're dealing with reproving, you're dealing with not only, hey, this brother's messed up in this other stuff over here, we got to talk to him about that, but you also got to apply it to yourself. It's not just about correcting other people. Then the next one here is rebuke, which is to express disapproval. You may see somebody that's involved in something that you don't approve of. It's our job as Christians and as brothers in Christ to bring that up, be like, hey, that ain't right. That ain't what you need to be doing. That ain't what I need to be doing. We need to take and sit down and figure out what the Bible says on this topic. Then exhort. What does exhort mean? It's to encourage to do something. Exhort is an encouragement. We're to encourage each other in God. We're to encourage each other on the things of God. We should encourage each other to study the Bible to be ready. The Bible should be encouraging each and every one of us. Whenever you read the Bible and you don't get encouraged, there's probably something wrong in your heart that's blocking it. You're probably not understanding it. But if you're not getting encouraged by the Word of God, then that's on you. Because everything that God wants us to know and wants us to do is right here, printed down on the printed page. The last one is going to be long. The next one is long suffering. Long suffering is something we all going to struggle with. We want what we want. We want it now. We don't want it down the road. We don't want to have to be patient for it. Long suffering is patience. We get in a hurry. We want to read it. We want to answer right now. But God may make us go through something before He gives us an answer. God may make us go through a trial that we put ourselves in because we didn't follow God. He may be like, you're going to have to be patient with me on this one right here. You got yourself into this. If you're going to get out of it, you're going to have to look to me and do what I say. It may not be an instant answer. It may not be on our time. And none of us like that. We want what we want right here, right now. Then the next one here is doctrine. Excuse me. Doctrine is a set belief. It's your beliefs, right? Here's what you got to be careful of on doctrine. Every church, no matter what denomination it is, has a doctrine. It has doctrine, but you have to know what kind of doctrine you have to believe. And we're going to get to that in the next verse. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. There's a difference between sound doctrine and doctrine. Everybody has doctrine, but how many churches has the sound doctrine on what this Bible right here says? How many churches will have the sound doctrine to follow God? Sound doctrine is something that you believe. It's going to be something that we follow here in this church. Doctrine could be anything. It doesn't necessarily follow the Bible. There's a lot of churches out there, they have a doctrine, but it's not a sound doctrine. They'll follow anything under the sun except the Bible underneath the name of the church, but when you get down and show them what it says in the Bible, it don't line up. That may be their doctrine, but it's not the sound doctrine of the Bible. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. This isn't just, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. There's a lot of people that we know, you can preach the truth to them till you're blue in the face, but they don't want to hear it. But you want to know why they don't want to hear it? They're not going through anything at that point in time. A lot of people, they'll turn to God whenever tragedy hits their family. They'll turn to God whenever they're going through something. They'll turn to God whenever they need something. But if everything's good, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to turn to God because it's not convenient for them. They want God to be on their convenience, and they don't ever want to have to be convicted by God. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They'll listen to anything but the truth 90% of the time. And this don't go with just people. There's a lot of churches today. They'll turn away from the truth just to have a conscience. They'll turn away from the truth and avoid a topic just so they don't offend somebody in their congregation. Well, that's not how the Bible works. How the Bible works, it applies to me, it applies to you, it applies to the rich man, it applies to the poor man. It doesn't matter who's in the congregation. The Bible does not change, and we shouldn't have to twist it to please people and to salve their conscience just because they may hold an office in the church or be very valuable to that church. And they shall be turned unto fables, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do to the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. down in verse number 7, it says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. What kind of fight are you fighting for God this day and age? What kind of fight in Christians, as a Christian, do we fight, not only in these four walls, but what kind of fight are we fighting for God when we're outside? That's what's going to matter. Anybody can put on a suit and tie and talk Bible inside this church, but how are you talking? How are you representing God outside of this church? That's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to be aware of, and that's all I've got. We'll go ahead and stand. We'll be dismissed. Joe, you want to dismiss us?